This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And our community today is we're looking around at the campus of Eastern Michigan University and talking about some of the great things that are happening here, the people that really make this campus community great, and just the efforts going forth into improving outcomes for students and really shaping them and helping them be a next generation of great leaders wherever they might end up around the world. And part of that is learning how to adapt work styles to our current digital world, let's just say. I think that 25 years ago, not many people had an eye towards the future of the importance of social media and engaging with customers and doing marketing in non-traditional ways. And now the world is kind of flipped where there's a lot of focus being paid attention to the digital end of the spectrum. So one of the things that we have here on campus is the Center for Digital Engagement. And I've got the director of that sitting across the table from me, Bud Gibson. Welcome.
Thank you, Patrick.
And I got it right? The Center for Digital Engagement?
You got it.
And last weekend you had a conference with a bunch of students and a bunch of experts that you brought together to share information, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But tell me about what is the Center for Digital Engagement and why does it exist here and why is it important to Eastern and the students here?
Well, in simple words, the center exists to build a bridge between the academic community and the business community at large. We focus on Washtenaw County, Western Wayne, into Wayne, of course, but we're fairly local in our focus. We run a number of programs. So we have the Digital Marketing Workshop, which we just had this past weekend. We have a seasonal speaker series, which we ran this fall. And then we will have another one, which we run in the winter. And finally, last but not least, we do a clinic internship with high-tech startup companies in Washtenaw County. In the past four summers, we've employed 24 students working with 12 companies. We're looking to double that cohort going into 2019. So we'll have basically two sets of 24 students working with 24 companies in total.
Well, it sounds like you're really preparing students for the work they'll be doing out in the quote-unquote real world, because so much of it falls under this purview, but you're also engaging them at a direct level with people that might be willing to employ them when they leave Eastern. Because I know a lot of our students come from right around where we're sitting right now, so the importance of great relationships with those businesses is just exemplified by the work you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you look exactly, I mean, I think 85% of Eastern students come from within state. The vast majority of those are in Southeast Michigan, Northwest Ohio. And that is the audience we speak to in terms of employers. And you're right about connecting students up with opportunities. So our placement rate out of this, getting students into the digital workforce, is north of 75%. So, you know, people try it out and they decide maybe they want to do something different, and so they drift off. But we have a large number of students who continue on either with high-tech companies in Washtenaw County or other high-tech companies throughout the Detroit metro area.
And these are important difference makers to students, because in addition to getting a degree, which lots of people getting undergraduate degrees these days, they can also form a resume that says, I've worked with this company, I use these tools, I worked on these projects, we had these outcomes. So they're not entering the workforce completely unknown. Can they work collaboratively with others? Do they know how to use the tools that are important to the employer? Are they willing to learn new skills? I mean, those types of questions, to have them be answered in a time that a student's here, you've got to see that they're leading to better outcomes.
And we have a weekly session that we hold with students during the internship where we go over just these topics: how to build your resume, how to network. And it's not just academic. We bring in people from outside to network with them. We sponsor events. That's part of what our, that's part of what our fall and spring speaker series are all about, as well as our workshop. And our goal is actually to expand that in partnership with Ann Arbor Spark, which is the local economic smart zone.
And they have an incubator going too. And you mentioned the tech startups. I'm imagining a lot of that world crosses over, where there's smaller companies looking for office space, looking for funding, and also looking for young, enthusiastic employees that are really gung-ho and wanting to, you know, work for peanuts, but work towards a cause, which is to grow something out of an incubator phase into a bigger type company.
Well, the great thing about this is nowadays, students don't have to work entirely for peanuts, because we have a pretty strong economy, and so wages have risen, particularly for internships. And so that's good because, as you're aware, Patrick, most of our students are working their way through school. Yeah. So if I tell them you have to take a vow of poverty and work for zero, well, you know, that's not going to be appealing to them because they've got to put food on the table, they've got to pay tuition and all those other things.
Yeah, and we know that we miss out on good candidates here because we don't have a fund to pay interns. So we know that there are well-qualified people super interested in it for that very reason. They can't do it because they're working a full-time job. They're supporting a family. They're, you know, they need the money that they don't have access to otherwise. So kudos to you for making this happen. How long has the center been part of Eastern?
Well, we started up in January of 2015, so I guess we're coming up on year four. We have done four clinics. We actually started the clinic the first year that we started. And the idea of the center was to pull together all of these separate activities I described to you. The idea of the center was to pull those together and then reach out across campus. So we're based in the College of Business, but we have faculty participating from arts and sciences. We also have people from other universities and institutions of higher learning, such as WCC, U of M, Michigan State.
Now, I was going to ask, what's the background, typical background of a student, or what discipline are they pursuing in their studies here at Eastern? It kind of sounds like it's across the board.
It is. I would say, since we're mainly based in the College of Business, there's a strong dose of College of Business, but we've been pulling a lot of people from our PR communications programs, also computer science, just really it's multidisciplinary. So are you able to communicate? Do you have technical skills? Not everybody is going to have all of those things, but, we put together teams of people who have mixes, and then we get the team to work.
And I hear you talking a lot about soft skills, and I know that's valuable to employers today to know that they're not going to need to teach a person the basics of when to show up at work and how to form a resume and how to do an interview and how to get along with coworkers and things like that. So valuable experience for people to know that, again, these students are coming in not at zero, maybe at 10 or 15 out of 100, but they're not at zero. They've already made some progress professionally. So the digital marketing workshop you had last week,
yes.
This is not the first time you've done this.
This was the eighth one.
This was the eighth one. Okay. Tell me about this. Are you seeing this grow? I mean, how many students are involved in this? Who's there? I mean, walk us through a little bit of the day.
We've reached a steady state where we have between 220 and 250 people okay. attend any given workshop. And we're kind of sticking at that level because it suits the size of our organization well. In other words, it's something that we can put on without too much strain. If we go much bigger, we might have to have some kind of full-time event staff, and that's just really not in the plans. So I think the biggest change that's occurred as we've kind of gone through various budget tumult in higher education is we've become fully self-funding. So we have community partners who provide scholarships for students so that we can still have student entrance. We've increased the ticket price so that it's not going to bust the bank, but it's adequate to support the cost of the endeavor. And so we're fully self-funded now. And that means sustainable.
250 students, what are they being exposed to as part of the workshop?
Well, 250 attendees.
Okay,
so about a quarter
okay.
of those are students.
Okay.
So you can look at, say roughly 60, 70 students
okay.
out of that. And the idea of the workshop is to bring you in touch with the cutting edge of practice. So our theme this last time was Your Life in Digital. So we started off with Ron Fournier, who is the former publisher of Cranes Detroit. And prior to that, a famous journalist came to fame during the Clinton years when he was down in Arkansas and then moved up to become D.C. bureau chief for the Associated Press. And Ron told a really fascinating story about how his audience has changed with the advent of digital. And he, the great thing is he was there and he's still current. So he's able to talk about what he used to do, what he does now. And it's not sort of like some old person preaching to the young people
right.
about how they should be. It's sort of how have I adapted and how has the landscape changed?
And Cranes has done a great job of moving to a digital first thinking on some of their publishing. Our friend of the station, Brianna Kelly, who actually just moved to Chicago to work for Cranes in Chicago, did a great project with their Detroit 30 Under 30, where they really wanted an audio component, they wanted a photo component, they wanted a much larger digital presence rather than just something they could quickly throw up on a website or throw into a magazine. It was really important to them to gauge with an audience that's expecting a different type of content.
And Ron was a big part of that transformation. He's now president of Truscott Rossman, which is a both sides of the aisle PR and lobbying firm based in Lansing. Ron is really head of their Detroit office and effort.
What else were people getting? And I'm assuming the people in attendance, are these business owners? Are they like their marketing people? Who's coming to this?
A mix. So we have business owners, small and medium-sized businesses. We have divisions of larger companies. So, for instance, Thomson Reuters. We have marketing people from places like Zierman's Community of Business. And those people are members of the audience, but then we also have some of them on panels. Mm. Okay.
So tell me about these panels. Do you have like breakout sessions, or are people kind of choosing their day, or does everybody go to everything? How does it work?
People choose their day.
Okay.
So we have two tracks of panels. So there's at any given point in time, there are two panels taking place simultaneously. We have four panels in totals. In the mid-morning, we have a break where we actually have a student poster session where our students who were in the previous year's clinic come back and talk about their experience with attendees. And that's to kind of show off that we have a resource that can come out and help them and be part of their move. And most people actually, if you're in a small startup business or a small business, you're thinking digital first, but you're not sure how to get there. So can I get a skilled student to help me?
This sounds like a great marketing opportunity too. I mean, if you're in the market for a job or somebody to do marketing for you, or just looking around and seeing how other people are applying business practices and want to get on board with them and ask them more questions, it sounds like a room full of people that are anxious to learn those sorts of things.
Oh, yes. And so you're right. And it's a great marketing effort because, we bring in experts. So some of them are alums. Some of them are just people we know out in the community. And our goal is to get them to give actionable steps that people can take.
You were talking about, you and I, a little bit about positive news about Eastern before we started recording here. I mean, do you feel like this has helped raise the level of respect for Eastern and what it offers to the community among a certain population?
Well, I think had we not been doing this workshop, we would not have started the clinic. We would not have attracted the level of executive in residence that we have for our summer clinic, because all of those people to date have come to us via the workshop where we've had them speak or they've attended. And so it's been a great ground for cultivating and building relationships.
Well, selfishly, that benefits me because people look at me differently with my EMU MBA than probably before all of this digital first work was going on at the university, reaching out to the community in the way you're doing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we would hope so. And that is, so we mainly focus on trying to build our students and our brand with the idea that it'll have a halo, okay, and that it'll spread out to the COB and the rest of the university. So if we can do a really excellent job at the things we're focused on, then people will come to associate that with all of Eastern.
Let's talk about I'm a student or even I'm an alum and I really want to learn more about this, or I'm just a business owner in the community that this is sparking an idea in my head for something I'd like to be involved in. How do we get a hold of you? How do we find out more information?
Well, more information is pretty easy. The URL is centerfordigitalengagement.org. And you can also go to the College of Business website. We have a link there. If you're interested in finding out more, you can contact me. I'm F as in Frank, G-I-B-S-O-N, @emich.edu. Or easily, bud@budgibson.com. That's okay. A little vanity email address.
You can check out all the latest Bud Gibson projects at budgibson.com.
That's right.
All right. Bud, thank you so much for bringing us this news today. Thanks for putting this on, and thanks for being a part of a future-focused part of Eastern Michigan University.
Hey, thank you, Patrick.
This has been Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. Go Eagles!